Let's get the perspective of a trucker now. John Lex drives trucks for Walmart. He's been driving rigs for 35 years, just like his father and grandfather before him. He's been working overtime to meet the demand. John, where are you today?
I'm in Monroe, Georgia. I'm just east of Atlanta.
So you've got, it's your one day off of the week because you work 6 days a week. Thanks for speaking to us, despite the fact that you're supposed to be relaxing right now.
Yes, yes. I'm working a little over, just try to get everything caught up. I'm usually, I work 5 days a week, so we're working an extra day just to try to get things caught up at work.
How has your job changed in the past couple weeks?
In the past couple weeks, it's changed because, you know, there's really a priority on what we're doing right now more than ever before. So there's just that extra amount of pride, I guess, knowing that what I'm doing is really making a difference, knowing that the items that I'm delivering are greatly needed right now. So it just just makes me proud to be a professional truck driver.
When you say the items you're delivering are greatly needed, what do you pick up? What's your cargo?
Right now, it's a lot of the paper towels and the toilet papers and the cleaners and the disinfectants and stuff like that.
So when you're driving from one place to another to make these deliveries, what's it like on the road and how's it different? I'm guessing, I mean, you have to meet certain deadlines, but I'm guessing you probably make it to your destination a lot faster than you used to.
Yes, because there's no traffic. You know, as a professional truck driver, you'd think that, wow, this is awesome, but knowing the circumstances, I'd rather have the traffic.
Seriously.
But yeah, it is a lot different right now.
Do you feel kind of lonely out there?
Yeah, a little bit. Especially, I deliver around the Atlanta area a lot. And, you know, Atlanta 24/7, 365 days a year, you're going to have traffic. And there's just no traffic. And it's just, it's really weird. It's
nobody honking,
you know,
at you, though.
Like, nobody honking at me. And one thing that's really different now is when you do see people on the road, I'm getting a lot of thumbs up. I'm getting a lot of people doing the fist pumps, wanting me to blow my air horn. You actually see people on the side of the interstate with signs saying, thank you, truckers. And, you know, it's just really awesome, awesome feeling to know that the public is appreciating us. And, you know, this is what we do each and every day. We're not doing anything different, but it's just really cool to be recognized.
That's kind of amazing. Do you see yourself as sort of being on the front lines of this?
Yeah, definitely see myself as being on the front lines. Me and, you know, we have a whole lot of team behind us, you know, from everybody that's working in the warehouse, all the forklift operators. You know, some of the unsung heroes of our industry are our mechanics, our truck technicians that just do an amazing job. So it's just a whole team. It's not just the truck drivers out there. When you're recognizing us, you're recognizing a whole team behind us.
Do you feel any differently about going to work these days?
I feel a lot different. Just knowing that there's a virus out there, knowing that there's a possibility that I might catch something. So I'm extra precautious. The company I work for, Walmart, is just an amazing company. They supply us with hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and constantly telling us through our onboard computer messages, if you don't feel safe, don't do it. But I know this is what's needed. Somebody's got to do this. Somebody's got to get the product to the store so people can live. But yeah, it's a lot different right now.
Do you feel especially vulnerable at any point in your job? I mean, I think we all realize that any of us could be infected at any time. But how about in terms of what you do and what you're interacting with?
Maybe a little bit. I'm a little bit more cautious. I wear gloves. You know, I keep my distance from people. I'm still happy, friendly, go lucky, but, you know, I'm just real cautious about being real close to people. The truck, I'm constantly, you know, wiping my door handles and steering wheel and everything down with Lysol wipes. So very cautious about all that stuff.
And I imagine that during normal periods, you have the places where you like to stop, various truck stops for food. Can you do that anymore?
A week ago, it was a little harder, but now even all the fast food chains, most of them, will allow us to walk up to a window. A lot of the mom and pops that are local to truck stops are catering to truckers. And so it's getting better. When it first started, I was glad I was carrying food because I was very limited on where I could go get something to eat.
So we know there's a shortage of truckers in this country, and I'm wondering if this is something that you'd recommend that people, especially people who might be unemployed, try out right now, because it sounds like it's a whole different landscape.
Yes. I mean, I love being a professional truck driver. And, you know, this job isn't for everybody. You have to have the patience to do it, and you have to have a safety first mindset. But I would recommend this job for anybody. I really would. You know, my office is behind the steering wheel, and the view of my outside my office window changes every time the wheels turn.
That's great. Well, John Lex, a trucker for Walmart, nice to talk to you. We're giving you a thumbs up on the radio from here, just the way you say people are out on the road. Thank you. Have a good day off.
Oh, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to say thank you to all the men and women, the professional truck drivers out there. Thank you for what you do. You truly make a difference.
Thank you, John.